I'm looking at your shirt there. Mm-hmm. Who's on your shirt?
Harley Quinn from Batman.
Now, I'll admit, I'm not up on my Batman. Tell me about Harley Quinn.
Well, for one, she's completely insane. she's going to be in a video game, an upcoming video game this year, Batman Arkham Knight. And you can actually play as her in this one, and I'm really excited about that.
Because you like video games.
I love video games, yes.
What are some of your video games, and what do you like about playing them?
One of my favorite video games to play is either Dragon Age or Skyrim, because I like the whole fantasy element, and in both of those games you get to choose your gender, you know, male, female, and your armor and stuff, and you get to customize their face, how they look, and I like that element in a video game, because if for once you actually get to choose, you know, I didn't have a choice the way I was born. Nobody does, and video games they help me with that. Like, I love being able to choose. Sometimes I don't really play video games where you can't choose, but, you know, some of them have a pretty awesome story, so sometimes I do. Sometimes I make an exception, but I don't always like to play as a boy in video games. Which is for obvious reasons.
That's important to you, though, right?
It is. It is important to me.
Why?
Just because I never wanted to be a boy, ever. I never wanted to be, and I never want to be. You know, I don't want to be in video games or real life. Some people would say it's just a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's a way to escape my reality.
What was reality like for you, Britt, let's say 6 years ago? Do you remember? Can you talk about that?
6 years ago.
Because you would have been, what, about eight? Maybe 8 years old?
Do yeah.
You remember? Or how about this? Maybe let's say 10 years old.
10 years old?
Yeah.
Where were we living at the time when I was 10 years old, Dad?
10 years old would have been right before we moved back to Georgia.
Okay. Well, of course, I was somewhat happy, but because you know, we lived in a neighborhood, everybody knew everybody, and I had a lot of friends there. It was nice, but there were some mean people, and it was just hard sometimes, but most of the time it was happy, it was, but I was always thinking about, you know, there was this girl. She was my best friend. Her name was and I would always look at her and be like, I wonder if she realizes how lucky she is to be a real girl. Not that I'm not, but I wasn't born a girl, you know? And it was just hard. It's hard hanging out with girls because it's like, I just think about how lucky they are, you know, and it's, you know, I mean, some aspects, like, you know, that time of the month, I suppose I'm lucky I don't have that, but at the same time, it's like, I wish I could have that.
Just to experience it.
Yeah, I know it's probably terrible, and you're an emotional mess, but I mean, still, it's part of being a girl, and that is what I chose. So, I would love to experience it, I guess.
Tell me about your friendship with...
Well, we would hang out any day we could. And we went to the same school. However, we didn't, we weren't in the same class, when I first met her. I forget which grade. I think it was third grade that we actually got in the same class together. But anyway, she was a really great girl. She was a really great girl. And she was one of my best friends, and we would hang out any day we could, as I had said. And of course, like any friendship, we would get in our fights, but I do really miss her. And I would like to have a friendship like that again. And I think I might, because she is moving here. Yeah, she is moving to Georgia.
Has it been hard for you to make friends over the last few years, Britt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It has been. Because I have friends, well, I had friends that lived down the street from me. And, you know, of course, I mean, they were great. They were great. They were good people. But, I mean, I told them I was transgender. And they said they accepted it. They said they did. But, you know, it was, I guess they were lying, because they would talk behind my back, and I saw texts of them just talking trash behind my back, and I really would rather not repeat the things that they were saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was hard, because I felt like I finally had friends who accepted me for who I was, but I didn't. All this time, they hated me, and I just didn't understand. I blamed myself. I thought, you know, it was like, it was something I did, or, you know, I guess I'm just not cut out to have friends. I guess I'm just socially awkward.
That's what you thought?
Yeah. Most of the friendships I had have crashed and burned. Yeah.
I know when I spoke with your parents, they talked about the importance of having other transgendered youth, other transgender teens, part of your life. You've been able to reach out and make some connections there?
Yeah, of course. Thanks to my parents, I never would have met some of the people in my life who are now my closest friends.
And what do they tell you? How supportive are they? Your friends?
Well, we don't really talk about the trans stuff. You know, we try to be like normal kids. I don't want to be branded transgender my entire life. Because I don't want to be an advocate. I just want to be a normal person.
You want to be yourself.
Yeah.
When your parents were here, and your mom, she became very emotional when she talked about the bullying.
I think if that is going on in a classroom or something, then they should pull not just the kid who is being bullied aside, but also the bullies. And talk to them about it, because that could be taking more of a toll than they could realize on the person being bullied, because kids have committed suicide over stuff like that. And I am fortunate enough to be homeschooled. My parents want me to go back to school, but I'm really not ready. And I think the teachers or the educators should talk, like, assembly on bullying, where they really just talk about how that behavior is not going to be accepted. Educators were once kids like us, and they were raised a certain way, and they might not have learned everything that we have about our society. And I think there is chances for them to be educated about this.
How are you doing physically? I know that there is a transition here.
I'm pretty self-conscious. Like, even the tiniest things, like the hair on my face. Like, even if nobody sees it, like, I have a slight mustache. You know, but all girls do. And they gotta wax it. But even, like, stuff like that is just a big deal for me. And it's and like how my jeans look and how my feet look. I'm always afraid they look too big, or how my hands look, if they look too, I don't know, if they look just weird.
You worry about that?
Yeah, I do. And I know not many people look for that sort of stuff, but I don't want them to notice. And, like, my teeth are a huge issue for me, because I haven't had braces yet, and they're really just crooked and terrible. Yeah.
When your parents were here and I asked them to tell me about Britt at the age of 14, and they mentioned how happy you were, although they knew a day would come where they would have to let you go off into the world, and your dad said it would be the same approach to, you know, with your older sister. How do you feel about that day when you leave your parents' home and go out into the world? Do you worry about anything, Britt?
Oh, yeah. I'm terrified. I'm I'm just terrified to even, if I ever go back to school, I'm going to be so scared. I just know it. And leaving the house, right now, I don't possess the necessary skills to live on my own.
Well, you're only 14.
I know, but, you know, still, it worries me that I'm not going to be ready. I don't necessarily want to live with my parents my entire life.
But some people don't leave their parents' house till they're in their 30s, so let me tell you. Earlier in this interview, you said, I don't want to be an advocate for transgender youth or transgender people.
Yeah.
Were you nervous even coming into the studio to talk to me?
A little. Just only a little. But I was mostly excited, because I don't get many opportunities like this. And I think it would be interesting for people who have, you know, just don't really know anything about the LGBT community. And I think it would be interesting for them to hear a story about someone who has personally gone through that. And, yeah.
Britt Baldy, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. I really appreciate it.